let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? It's me. We got a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I got the legend, my buddy, one of my best friends who missed my kid's birthday. You said you were coming.
No, I didn't say I was coming, but I am sad that I wasn't there.
I have to guilt you. You know I have to guilt you.
Listen, the guilt is part of the game being French with you, bud. I get it.
Where were you Saturday? Were you doing something?
Yeah, I was busy and something that I had to like. Listen, I can't think of an excuse right now. But...
No.
You know what it is? Is that I didn't have any kids to bring with me, and I felt weird coming by myself.
No, dude. That, first of all, you are a giant kid. If there's any place, if it's an adult
perfect
party
for a birthday party, is mayhem. Yeah, I got it. I
are
do,
you
do
kidding?
Birthdays.
But also, I was really happy, man. I was in Reno. And I'm in the casino. By the way, I've never felt more of a celebrity than in Reno for Gutfeld. That's the, oh my, yeah. God. Like age 60 to 80, mostly white people are just like, hey, you're the guy from the TV. But I go downstairs at the casino and you're on TV hosting Tire Wrestling,
yeah.
ESPN Ocho.
Yeah, and, baby. You know, I finally re-arrived.
Dude, about I gotta time, say, man.
TV.
I know it's not Bully Beatdown or whatever, but it's
listen, it's better in a way, because you know JT Tilly's out there you know in the lab making up some experimental martial arts for us. You know, I really appreciate it. You know, it's a badass time in America where you know you got the UFC doing a $7.7 billion deal, you know, but then you got the rest of us experimenting with martial arts, having fun with it, trying to do some new shit, give the fans a new, you know, look at martial arts. And I'm trying to do the same thing. I think that it that's where America's at now.
Well, number one, you're right.
UFC, it's a standardized thing. And then the rest of martial arts is going to catch up.
Well, look, I mean, what I meant is I was super proud of you. And I texted you and you were just like, cool. And I was like, okay. Like,
I know.
So maybe you're having a...
Until me and you are kicking it, smoking cigars on a mega yacht, I am not resting. Okay?
No.
There's some way to do it. Well, the reason I've become a comedian is with your help, you made me realize, oh, this is how you write a joke. And then I'm sitting with dudes who are making millions of dollars, way half as funny as me. I'm like, oh my God.
It's not even half. It's a lot less than half, but I'm saying, but it's a lot. But where you came from, Jason, like, because I'm like 2 years ago, where you were to being on ESPN, where you are, I was super proud.
I know it is a pretty fucking meteoric rise, but if you remember, my entire life has gone pretty much like this. It's like I'm rich. I'm unstoppable. I have more money than I. Oh shit! I'm poor again. Oh, motherfucker.
Not like this. Not like this.
I'm so rich. Next week, yeah. That's my life, bro. Mayhem.
But the low that you were at, to the high right now is just. I don't know, man.
Bro, you're calling this a high, bud? You're fucking.
I call you being on my television in Reno on ESPN Ocho doing commentary a high. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, that's only because you've been my bro through. Thank you for calling. Thank you for using Global Tel Link. I can't even do the punchline this early in the morning.
Dude, I had you on speaker in my car, and my daughter was like, "You have a collect call from inmate 32." And then what's an inmate, daddy? You know, sometimes people get in trouble and they have to need like a timeout. You know, I'm trying to explain it in a very, okay, well, how come they get a timeout? Well, you know, sometimes people they'll make the bet. You know how like your friend in school gets in trouble sometimes, and he has to go in the corner. Like you know, you try to break down in like a
Giving your
real.
5-year-old breakdown a Chino.
Dude, it's amazing though how much I can break down something to that, like a really complex thing that happens. And my daughter says, "What happens?" And I can't tell her the exact truth.
Yeah.
Because I'm like this guy said something on TV, he said something very racist or something, and now he's in trouble. Daddy, what happened? Sometimes people don't think before they speak. You know, like just something that's like it's amazing how you can break down shit to a 7-year-old level, real easy. And it makes, I mean, you know.
Got to speak elementary school language, explain like a vibe sort of thing. I know. I know. Yeah. It's a constant stream of protecting the kids from terrible, terrible things by translating it to them in bite-sized increments they can understand.
And also not normalizing it, you know. But that's the thing. Even that, like, you know, being on Gutfeld yesterday or 2 days ago, sometimes like the first topic that came up with like was, you know, Trump sending in tanks, or the federal army sending in the National Guard to Washington, D.C., right? So you're like, okay, and you know, most of my Facebook feed is people going, bullshit, he's trying to take over, he's trying to make a you know, take over the whole State Department. He's put the, and other people are like, look, it's out of control. You gotta do something, right? So I'm like, all right, well, where's the common ground here? Like, it can't be this or that.
Common ground is like nobody wants to step over bum piss, you know what I mean, and be chased down the street by running screamers. I think we can all get on board with that, right? But the problem is that nobody really understands because they haven't seen it. I'm like one of the rare people who like put my life back together after dipping my toe deep into insanity, and I can speak from the perspective of, hey, where are all these homeless people coming from? Nobody else really can see it. They just think these people fly in from fucking Alabama. They don't. Those people are created in a lab, and the lab is called our jail system. The jail system, they stick you in a Costco refrigerator section. You know, they stick you in the Costco refrigerator section and give you some orange clothes and then torture you and then let drugs come into the facility, let you do drugs, and then wonder why you're going insane. There's nothing to do in there except try to hear the little janky TV up in the corner, read books, okay? But most of the guys who get stuck in there are not avid readers. So what happens is they just slowly lose social skills, become more animalistic, and then their release date comes. And then they're out on the street doing the same thing that they were doing inside that refrigerator
But
box.
even before then, right? Before then, because they were on the news, they were like, you got 14 and 15 and 16-year-old kids going crazy, running,
Adam.
stealing, robbing, whatever
Yeah.
they're doing. Where the fuck are these parents? I mean,
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But this is generational. So think about it. If your daddy got snatched up off the street for smoking weed, right, when you're a kid, now you go to high school with no daddy, right? And then guess who is your daddy? The streets. Those, I've seen the training camp for little boys, 18 years old, inside the jailhouse, bringing in drugs through their butts because that is what you do if you're in a gang. Your job is to put a bunch of drugs up your butt and then go get arrested.
okay, fine, but if like you're the mother though, if you're the mom of these kids, you gotta do so. You can't, because problem is they're saying is they can't try the kids as kids. That's what Judge Pierre, like the 14, all right. So then you gotta hold the parents accountable. I mean, it does seem like.
What, you're gonna bust everybody? You're gonna bust an entire, look, we're gonna just have complete family units inside of a
But
jet.
then
What
who
do
gets held
you
accountable?
I know. No, I know. Well, what I'm saying is that you need to like revamp the system, or you're just gonna get more of this. It's not a bug, it's a feature. What they do is it's basically, when's the last time you got a parking ticket?
Last time I got a, it's been a while, probably like about a year ago.
Okay, so yeah, that's pretty rare. Now, I got a kid who's fighting for me and stay at my old house down in the ghetto, right? get a parking ticket every week. He didn't have any money. But guess what? That means he didn't have any lobbyists to say, hey, we should not have a fire zone right here. There's no fire hydrant. The curb is just red for no reason, so I can get a ticket all the time. There's nobody there. If you're ghetto, you got no voice. If you're poor, you got no voice. So that way you get taxed all the time on everything.
But I'm saying, who do you hold? Don, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, he's a good view, but I mean, over there in L.A., when I was auditioning, you know, they had people driving through the fucking streets, measuring people, how far out they were parked. They would mark the tires, see if they were moved, you know, every 2 hours. I mean, it's ridiculous with the shit they do.
No, but I'm talking about like as far as like Trump and the National Guard and Washington, D.C. and like the whole system. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, when I worked in that psych facility, a bunch of those kids, they wanted to go to prison. So they leave their dad and their uncle and their cousins, you know. Like you said, it's a family fucking festival down there. Yeah. But, I think President Trump is doing the right thing. Because we're the number one nation on the planet, and our capital city's a shithole. You know, it's worse than Mexico City. So you got to clean that place up.
Sean?
Yeah, I agree. Although I do disagree with Mayhem. He says the poor people like me have no voice. I use my rap lyrics to speak for me. So that's how I got the name YN Big Session.
I've been to your house, Sean. You are not poor. You're probably in the top, what, 2%?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, this guy thinks that real estate prices are the same in Indiana as it is in California, bro.
But my house might have cost up to $120,000. I don't like to say that though.
Yeah, but you have what, three fucking ponds?
$120 million house.
Yeah, dude, fucking it's insane. Now, by the way, what else is going on, dude? And then I had my daughter's birthday. Yeah, so I saw something about the birthday party last week, dude. I've given up on trying to save money. There was a therapy session where I just opened up my Chase app and just read everything my wife was spending. I mean, look, you know, she'll give you a whole different perspective on this. She's not here to defend herself, and we're working on it. But Jesus,
hey, this show ain't about her. It's about you. What happened, dog? What's she spending money on? And go ahead and complain so she can watch later and get mad at it.
Dude, this my 7-year-old birthday party. My daughter's 7-year-old birthday. I love her. She's the greatest. I love her to death. You know, but then it was like she comes in. She's like, should we have a cotton candy person? I'm like, no, she doesn't even like cotton candy. You know, do we need in the back? Do we need a bounce house in the front when the kids walk in? No, we don't need a bounce house. Okay. I mean, she goes all out with these parties, like all out, like
stage. They got a llama then.
Dude, it kept going.
Dude, I knew you were fucked when I saw photos of your fucking wedding from when you were married for 10 years already and you got remarried. You know, you're done. You're done. You're gonna die broke or in debt. You know that? She'll divorce your ass when the kid graduates high school and you buy the kid a fucking convertible Maserati. You know, she's gonna divorce your ass because she won't need you anymore, but she gonna still need your money.
I was never already married, so I don't know who the fuck you're talking to, but okay. Second of all, convertible Maserati. That's what my kid. I don't even, like.
That was the best part of that rant right now. Getting a Maserati. I hope it's purple,
dude. See, I'm in a really good mood right now because I'm talking to you guys. I wish I could call. We have a podcast when I'm in a fucking terrible mood and just bitching about. Because then you guys will laugh. You guys. I mean, yeah, dude. It was one of those things where it was like, it's all the birthday parties are over. The problem is like my wife's birthday party is the day after, and my daughter's is the day before. So I got, and then I booked a show on my wife's because we flipped it to Saturday and Sunday, and I got the dates confused, and then I had to make up
for the kids. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to make
you don't even get a card for your birthday, do you?
No. No.
No.
Yeah, I get a card.
They don't even know when your birthday is.
Yeah, no, I get a card. I get a card. Okay, let's talk about some fights. But as far as you guys see that
Yes, pay for this.
Jeremy Stephens is fighting Mike Perry in bare knuckle boxing. You guys see that? That was announced.
Yeah.
Sean, you don't look happy.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, like, I was going to say, who the fuck is that guy? But then it was like the lamest joke ever. So I didn't want to copy.
There's no
Yeah,
lame joke
tough
ever.
times.
Look, we don't judge jokes here, by the way. Okay.
I like that you start the show at a time where all of us are like wiping sleep out of our eyes. Like, what the fuck? Like, haven't they roasted already? God
First
damn.
of all right, last week I started the time and you at like noon are like, dude, the podcast, my bad. And then Don calls me. Don's Wi-Fi doesn't work the entire, it's just a black space. It says Don Fry the whole show. The only thing he says one thing the whole show
Racist.
about
Fucking
Mexican.
racist.
The only thing, and then he, but then his Wi-Fi always works during the apology afterwards. When he calls me afterwards to say sorry, then the Wi-Fi works.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, crystal fucking clean. And then I don't even know where Sean was last week, so I have no idea what happened to you
I
last
don't even know where I was last week,
week.
so it worked out.
We're illegal aliens in a big old U-Haul truck.
By the way, all right, before we get into fights, you guys see that Dean Cain's now working for ICE?
Yeah.
So
Bro.
Dean Cain, who was Superman, I think he said he was a he's like a volunteer policeman, which I don't know, you could be a volunteer policeman, a volunteer sheriff, and he's also a volunteer something else. So he's working at ICE, and he's just getting like people are making fun of him, other people are happy for him. But also, Dr. Phil is going on ICE raids.
Yeah.
So,
I applied 3 times and they rejected me 3 times. I don't get it.
like, let's say you're a guy.
Imagine that.
So, let's say all of a sudden you get picked up by ICE, right? And it's Dean Cain and Dr. Phil. Like, I mean, that's gotta be like, especially if you're a guy who like loves 90s.
Shoot me. Shoot me.
Hey, I did hear when Dean Cain goes undercover for them, he just puts on a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think you're on a reality show, right? If all of a sudden Dean Cain and Dr. Phil throw you in a van, like that's.
On there. Well, hey, partner, you got some
You
papers? You got some papers there?
all
All
to your
right, then
mind?
back after this.
Oh, God. All right.
Dr. Phil's like, I don't care how flat you make a pancake, this isn't a real ID. Like,
Speaking of Mexicans, all right, so we have Henry Cejudo just joined in.
Hey,
Henry, yeah.
illegal.
Wi-Fi down. We're gonna find this Olympic champion's papers.
Cejudo is the Olympic champ, and I told him he should fight on the White House lawn, right? Because I said, just be like, hey, listen, let me on the thing. My family will cut it, right? I told him to tweet that. You never tweeted it. I think that would have been hilarious. How are
But
you?
you know what? But you know what, Adam? It's not too late. It's
Please.
not too late. Send me. I
Yes.
will.
Oh,
And
yeah.
not just that. Don't forget about the plumbing. Don't forget about the roofing. And we'll build you a Virgin Mary right in front of the White House.
Henry, how are you? Look,
They are putting
you're
in
in shape. You're at the
dance
gym. What are
hall.
you doing? You're here, by the way, Henry, you're here with Don Fry, Sean McCorkle, and Mayhem Miller. So this is
And who are they?
My hair is bad.
So Henry, how are you,
Put
man?
your finger in the lights.
Are you in shape? Are you training? Are you coming back? What's going on?
Is a pair, does that mean you're in shape?
Oh, come
Is
on.
that? No, I'm good, man. I'm actually out here in Houston, Texas. I was in Brazil. I was in Mexico. We try to avoid the Arizona heat. Don knows, the Arizona heat is no joke. So we try to take the kids out and just enjoy the summer elsewhere where the weather's not too crazy.
Got it. Now, your last fight, I thought you were doing great. I thought you would have won that fight, but you kept getting poked in the eyes. Now, how was this the first time you ever saw a double?
I got a cum shot.
Oh my God, bro. Too hard in the comedy podcast. Hey, everybody was giving you shit on that.
John's joke.
A bar full of people who were like, oh, fight pussy. I'm like, this guy just got fucking jammed in the eye socket all the way to his optic nerve, and people are complaining. I'm like, nobody ever been poking an eye in this room.
Yeah.
Well, Don, you got poked in the eye. You got raked in the eye, and you kept fighting. So is Henry a pussy? Tell us the truth.
Let's see. How close are you to my house, Henry?
I know you're from Sierra Vista, so I'm okay, probably about an good. Hour, probably an hour and a half away.
Yeah, he's a pussy because he don't know where Sierra Vista is.
You got an hour.
Hey, Don, you live Don, in Don, Phoenix, Don, right?
Don, but I got cousins, bro.
Everywhere, all over the planet.
Hey, Don, remember the Alamo? Everybody died.
Yeah.
So Henry, though, man, you—I always see you. You're training with Mighty Mouse, training with the best guys. You know, I feel like you're always getting everyone who's better. Like people train with you and they win. You train the Zhang; she won her fight. You train all these guys. You have all this knowledge. Are you coming back?
Can I say I'm gonna come on a back?
Oh, come on! I mean, do you miss it or no?
I miss coming on backs. Oh, yeah, God. If that's your question, dude.
Isn't it kind of ironic that Henry's training all these guys, like replacing their coaches, like he's taking over the coaching positions at a lower rate?
Oh, because he's a Mexican taking over. Yes, got it. Of course.
You see how I help all these guys to win, and then I'm fucking bitching out on fights, dude. How is that?
You were not bitching out on fights. You were doing great. First of all, you did the best against Merab. It was other than the fights Merab lost. I mean, you hurt Merab. You hurt him, and like the first, and then whatever happened in the second and third. But you definitely hurt him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. No, it's right now, dude. 135 pounds is. I mean, Merab is a whole lot better than what I thought, man.
Yeah.
I think you got to give him his respect. Like he has the ability to really mix his fighting. It's not like he's the greatest wrestler or the greatest striker, but he just knows how to fucking bring the volume and just turn it up, dude. And if he's able to get past a dude like Corey Sandhagen, fuck, dude, it's time for him to go up and challenge himself at 145 pounds. Like, he can't be – he sometimes I feel like Marab's a little too fucking nice, man, where I don't – I like Alexander Volkanovski. He beat me. He good. Me okay. Like, like he needs to fucking go up and see if he can conquer another weight class. I personally think Marab could fucking beat him. If he's been able to do that shit to me, to O'Methley, you know, Who else has he beaten?
Speaking of O'Malley or O'Methley, as you like to say, you called out O'Malley. Did he respond?
No. He probably had a fucking dildo up his ass. So he was in a better position.
Like, Kong, I wouldn't answer.
He's having a dildo up your ass makes it hard to talk. How do you explain Bruce Buffer doing announcing for the UFC?
Oh, geez. I knew it. I was waiting. I was waiting for it to come in.
That's the reason that he beat him. All right.
Wait, did he say he likes dildos up his ass or no? Has that ever been confirmed?
I mean, I think so.
Oh, God.
Bruce Buffer?
No, not Bruce.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dominic Dill. Too curious there, Adam.
Well, a finger, you know, a pinky, you know, sometimes that's not gay.
Adam was a little bi-curious on that question.
All right. Let's talk about the fights this weekend. We have, unlike most weekends, we have people that actually watch the fights. By the way, Sean last week told everyone to not watch the fights on his Facebook. I never saw anyone get more hate on all your posts. Sean's like, do not, who are these? He shit on every single fighter on the card. And then your fans got mad at you.
Yeah. I know. I was like, oh my God, finally it's here. Malone versus Obeckley, the main event we've all been dying to see. Like, I had not heard of anyone on that entire card, not a single fighter on the entire card.
Well, Fluffy did good, though. Fluffy kicked some ass. So, Hernandez. Yeah.
Fluff dog.
Oh, Fluffy Hernandez. Yeah, he's MMA legend. I forgot about him.
We might want to check his birth certificate.
I can't tell you guys how weird it is for me to be talking to a Mexican and not telling him to pick up some sort of construction debris and move it to a different part of the house.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you. Once again, thanks again for having me on the show. All right. So here we go. Now let's talk about the fights this weekend. Cause we got an expert and it's a big fight. We're not going to go to the PFL right now, even though it's a good card. Cause PFL doesn't actually tell you when the fights are. It's just sort of like they're like pop-up fights, but DDP versus Chimaev. Chimaev is 14-0. DDP is 23-2. You know, DDP, remember he said he had like surgery on his nose and couldn't breathe. And I was like, oh, I think those might have been excuses. But he's looked unbeatable since then. I mean, he's ran through everybody. I think he wins this fight. Chimaev doesn't look good in 5-round fights, or the one, or even in 3-round fights towards the end. He seems to gas. DDP's got a gas tank for days. Chimaev could actually catch
me. And you got to think of this, man, because I actually, you know, I like to kind of, and I've been chit-chatting with DDP a little bit, and I told him to watch out for a thing, because Hamza likes to extend his hand. Well, you don't know if he's gonna he wants to dab your fucking glove or if it's a fake or a feint, but whatever, then he's fucking diving in. So if you notice that fight, what he did with Kevin Holland, that's one. So I'm like, dude, DDP's gonna have to be careful in the first 13 seconds of the fight. Cause if you notice, like Hamza's average time to take somebody down is between 18 to 13 seconds. So in other words, he's coming in hot. He's a risk taker. You know what I mean? He's the equivalent of what a Mike Tyson would be to freaking, you know, if they get rid of you, they get rid of you in the first round. But if you take it further in the fight, it doesn't go to their way. I mean, how many fights has a guy like Mike Tyson or Francis Ngannou that throws a lot of power? Hamza's not throwing power, but he's squeaking. He's using a lot of power.
You so say like he pretends to go, hey, what's going on, jab, and then he punches you.
He's like, hey, man, hey, here's a mistletoe, and then boom, and then he shoots. You know what I'm saying? But then
he's like a chain wrestler, he's gonna come out and he's gonna do that weird little kickboxing thing, and then he like dives at the legs. You know what? Yeah. What do you think DDP's answer for that is?
You know, the DDP's gonna have to scramble, man. He cannot be in all fours position. Adam Hunt's favorite position, so he's gonna have to stay away from the all fours because that's not fair. And he's gonna have to stay on his back. And whatever you do, stay on his back. Fight him on bottom. Throw elbows and look to get to your feet as much as you can, but without going off fours. Again, Adam's favorite position.
That's one thing.
And he's gonna have to get to his feet. The more that this fight is prolonged, the more that DDP fights him, the better it's gonna be. The reason why I say that is because we look back at that Kamaru Usman fight. Man, he because of all that power, because of all that squeezing and wrestling, dude, you get tired, man. So I feel like the fourth and fifth round are definitely going to be DDP's. So I do believe DDP just has to survive round one. And the way you do that, he's going to have to go in there sweaty in round one. Like, try to get as sweaty as you possibly can to where you're leaking from the body. So when the scrambling, when he does get taken down, it's going to become a lot harder. I wouldn't go in there dry, man, at all.
Don, what are your thoughts, Don?
That's what Adam always does.
No, everyone else is dry that I'm with. Don, thoughts?
Yeah, I think DDP is going to win the fight. I got confidence in the game. He's going to do the job. He's going to knock the guy out.
Don, did you ever have a game plan in any of your fights?
Yeah, but I never followed them.
Henry,
fair enough.
Anyway, I fought like Henry. I just got, you know, I forgot about everything as soon as I walked through the gate.
Sean, what about you? Did you ever have a game plan?
Yeah, mine was to try not to get tired in the first 90 seconds, and I never actually achieved that. So that was always my goal, is don't get knocked out with the first punch and don't get tired. And like, don't get tired faster than a crackhead gets tired. Like, and that was, I never was able to accomplish it.
Man, I feel like you got better once you got punched.
You know, I always had a game plan. It was to dance, and I always followed through on that one. So I danced.
And then a walkout.
Yep. Exactly.
Fucking, can I say something? Mayhem Miller was one of the first fucking trolls what the UFC had. I still remember that fucking was it when that big ass brawl with the Diaz brothers and
Yeah.
everybody?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we're on national television.
Yeah, I was doing it for the love, bro. I was causing mayhem for the love of the game. You know what I mean?
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game. Okay. You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value. Okay. Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable. All right. You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you don't like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Dude,
Man,
who would have thought, like,
awesome now.
who would have thought back then when that happened that Jake Shields would be like the most anti-Israel, like far right human being ever, and then Mayhem would be on like Corolla and like liberal, like I mean, just back when that happened.
Wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah, so strange timeline, dude. I don't understand it myself.
I thought you were going to finish that, Adam, with who would have thought Mayhem would be alive in 2025?
Oh, oh my God. Dude.
Living on a card.
Yeah. All right. So Aaron Pico, right? This is the guy, Don. He in high school, he was like the next Cejudo. Like his high school wrestling was insane. Cejudo was a four-time state champion.
Undertaker.
Cejudo did a four-time state champion, never went to college, won the Olympics, youngest guy in the Olympic team. Cormier used to pick on him back in the day. Those guys were dicks to him. Cejudo never had a bed. The first time he had a bed of his own was on the Olympic team because he had nine brothers and sisters, and his dad was in and out of jail, smoked crack. His mom raised them all, and he finally got a bed, and he won the Olympics, and it was the greatest thing ever. So anyway, back to Pico, but props to you, Henry.
And
Back to
you
Pico.
forgot
His dad
on
smokes
top,
crack too.
and on top of all that Adam's saying, like we had bad credit.
So Aaron Pico was the guy. He was the guy everyone's like, dude, this guy's gonna be the greatest, whatever. And he kind of didn't make it as far as on the international wrestling. He did okay, but I don't think he did what I think maybe he was a little bit too soon, right? Henry, correct me if I'm wrong. Like they pushed a little too fast.
A little bit. We talked about it with Aaron. Like Aaron came out not too long ago to train with me for a few days, just kind of polish him up, talk about strategy, tactics, train twice a day. So, and he knew that. I think Aaron, pretty much retired from wrestling at the age of 19, 20. He wanted to make money. I think he saw the opportunity. He grew up boxing. He was telling me that he says he used to go at it with Ryan Garcia back in the day in boxing. I mean, just think about how good he was, and on top of being a elite wrestler. But Aaron Pico is the real deal, man. I do feel like I truly do feel like he's gonna knock out Laron Murphy this weekend. I feel like one, Laron's not gonna be able to take him down, and then two, Laron doesn't also have the striking like Aaron Pico. Obviously it is a sport of mixed martial arts, and I think that's what makes MMA special. But I just feel like with Aaron Pickleback, the fact that he's 27, 20, 28 years old now, like he's not even, he hasn't even reached his damn fucking peak.
That's the thing.
But he's
And I think
but he's a vet, but he's strong and he attacks the body at him. I
the
mean,
only thing the only thing
he's
he was
fucking
doing in the
sweet.
beginning was he was leaving his chin up and he was going punch for punch, and that's how he was losing. But then he hasn't done that in like 7 or 8 fights. Like he so, someone said, sat him down and said, listen,
Yeah.
you're giving everyone a 50% chance of winning
Well,
here.
can I? Well, there's something that you do a really good job, Adam, and that's keeping that chin down.
Yes, of course. Thank you for all my
I
pictures. But by the way, me and Henry go back.
roasted.
Henry is one of the funniest people and the nicest people, but sick. His sense of
Joker.
humor is
He's
so
an
fucked
angel.
up.
He
The things
gets
he
into
tells
high
me,
crime, spins around in the back immediately.
dude, there are things I've told him sometimes. Delete this tweet, Henry. You can't tell everyone they have AIDS. Henry, please. But he's like, but dude, it's funny. I know it's funny, Henry. But listen. You didn't you just come from making a speech at a fucking high school or something? You can't then go Sean O'Malley. So yeah.
The world gets it now that, like, not only do you have to be a badass fighter, Olympic fucking champion, but to make it in this industry, you got to be a comedian now.
Oh,
Everybody.
dude, there were things. I was like coming through customs, and Henry's like, "I got a press conference. What do I say?" And I'm like, just call O'Malley a lesbian and a homeless lesbian." Dude, he gets up there. I'm watching it through customs. And he goes, first of all, I want to dedicate this fight to that homeless lesbian, right? And points to fucking O'Malley. And like, O'Malley wasn't even in the fight. He was like in the third row. Like, it had nothing to do with anything. And then he writes, he's like, I'm not homeless, but I am a lesbian. So the whole thing was fucking. But I tell you, Henry's coach, then Henry's coach, who I fucking love, Eric Alvin, the guy was like, always hitting me up for like things to say. There was one fight where, and I told what's the name, Stylebender, this. I go, Style, when Stylebender beat with Costa, dude, he beat the shit out of him, pretended to jerk off in his face, and then threw the fucking fake load in Eric's face after the fight, like in the octagon. And Eric's like, what do I say? And I'm like, bro, the guy just whipped your guy's ass and jerked off in your face. I think we gotta take this L. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure we can come back from this one. Sometimes you gotta take a beating.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it was off camera during that fight. A lot of people don't know this. I saw the behind the scenes when he threw the fake load of jizz. Dominic Cruz jumped over the cage and fought for it to catch it.
This is the right guy to make that joke for.
Yeah.
The guy that's still in like a war with Dominic.
Wow.
So, all right. So, Aaron Pico also on the.
Oh, I can't stand that motherfucker too. I'm with you. I'm with you, big sexy.
He's a constant. Yo, don't worry, bud. We can't make it 16 minutes without making a Dominic Cruz gay joke.
We, no, not we. One person on this podcast, and then I defend Dominic Cruz every. All right, so Jared Cannonier, the killer gorilla, against Michael Page, Venom Michael Page. Look, I like Michael Page in Bellator, but.
That's the battle of the credit score. Who's gonna, that's ricey.
Race to the bottom.
Hey, yeah, that's not a check cashing parking lot.
See what you guys are doing to Henry? He started off like about.
Hey, let him cook. Let him cook.
Yes, so Michael Page, Jared Cannonier. Didn't you train with Cannonier, Henry?
No, I never trained Cannonier.
All
And
right.
if I did, I'd have to hide my wallet.
Oh, come on. All right. So this is a good.
Statistically speaking,
This is a good. This is a. Okay. What the fuck happened to this podcast?
what's
All
awesome
right.
is usually I'm the one making everyone uncomfortable. When Henry's on, I'm uncomfortable with the things he's saying.
Yeah. Bro, we can make those jokes. Some of our best friends are felons.
Right.
You. All right. So now. All right. Also on this card, Tim Elliott. Tim Elliott's got to be like 100 years old. I like Tim Elliott. He's the one who he got married to Gina, and then she cheated with the best man at the wedding night. And then he was also
Well, he
the
was the best man there.
Ah.
that was the better man.
If you have to cheat with somebody, might as well pick the best.
And that guy was also a fighter. And so that guy, then Tim Elliott sponsored that guy's next fight, the guy he fought. So that guy like fought somebody like in BKFC, and he sponsored the other guy, and like so had a banner, a picture of like his face in the cage. Yeah, a lot of behind. He's fighting Kai Asakura. Feel free to if anybody wants to hop in on any of these. Alex Hernandez, Chase Hooper, Henry. Who wins this fight?
I'm thinking, dude, I'll tell you what, man. Chase Hooper looks like he has enough muscle to freaking jerk himself off, but he's
OnlyFans. I'd subscribe twice.
there's something about him, dude, that's just different. I'm gonna have to go with Chase Hooper because I think people play into his game a little bit, and he's sneaky.
He is sneaky.
Not as sneaky as fucking Tim Elliott's best man, but he's sneaky.
Dude, stop.
Dude, when I ran into Chase Hooper in New York, I was like telling people, I'm like, dude, his first fight, he was like 17 years old, getting the living shit beaten out of him. Like, I wanted to call child services. It was that fucking bad. I'm like, stop the fight. I'm yelling. And then he comes back because his jiu-jitsu is next level. And I told him that. He's like, that was the game plan. Like, he's like, I just like getting the shit beaten out of me until the guy gets tired. He's funny as fuck. This guy could be like a serial killer if he wasn't a fighter. He's that smart. He's like,
Because most of them are so funny.
or a laughing stock.
Dracar Close versus Barboza. I hope Dracar wins this one. You train with Dracar, right?
No, man. No, I don't know, dude. These dudes, they go to the once they leave the gym, they try to start beef, dude. I'm going for Barbosa, dude. But I do think Bar I do think Close is gonna beat him.
What do you mean by try to start beef?
You know, there's chicken and there's beef.
No,
Like,
but like, what do they
oh,
do? They left. Okay, all right.
I was talking about the Mexican restaurants,
No,
dude. I
you
was
were
talking
not.
about like
So, if anyone doesn't know this, in
the dogs
Arizona,
that we kill to that we
dude,
feed to the white
wait,
people.
are you talking about carne asada?
No, please, Francisco. Dude, I feel like I'm in a fucking, I'm a substitute teacher in the resource room right now. All right. No,
We're all retarded.
so there's basically two big gyms in Arizona. I don't know if you know this, Mayhem. There's
Yeah.
Fight Ready and The Lab. And these guys keep going back and forth. Literally, every 2 years, they go from one to the other, including the trainers. The trainers keep going too. So then they take five people. They come pick five people. They come. So I think what he means is Dracar went from Fight Ready to The Lab, right? And then was talking shit. Is that what you're trying to say?
Nah. I don't. I mean, that's not necessarily, but I
Yeah.
mean, whenever I got into a Bumptista, I know he was recording,
A fucking
you know?
interpreter now.
Yeah.
We understand what the guy's saying. He speaks broken English, but we're getting the gist of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Don. Thank you. You know what? I'm not even editing any of this fucking podcast.
Okay.
You know,
My real name is Juarez.
hey.
All right, if you guys want
And then Brian Battle, he's in your gym, right?
Brian Battle. No.
No, Brian Battle's not there anything.
Bro, you're 0 for 10, bro. You've asked him about 10 different guys. He's zero. Why don't you ask him who he does train?
I thought he was at the. I thought these guys were at a. Oh, they're all at like the lab, right? Is that what it is?
Or who we are training.
Oh yeah, who? Where are you training? You're not a Fight Ready anymore.
No, I'm not fired. We got Tracy Cortez. We got my dietitian, Calvin Gastelum.
Oh God, God.
We have Amir. He's the bomb, Albazi.
Oh God.
We have there's a lot of the anointed people. We got a lot of
How's Calvin
Israelites
doing?
in there.
How's Calvin doing?
Calvin's fighting, dude, on September 13th. He's fighting on Mexican Independence Day.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
So,
Mexico. Hey,
you know, more
hey.
more likely probably won't make weight, but
you had a competition with Rampage or something, right? And you guys did like had a I don't know, like a dual meet or whatever, and your guys fought his guys. Is that true or no? Am I wrong?
No, we had a team versus team. So we had Orange County versus Phoenix, or Orange County versus Scottsdale. And at the very end, we're winning the whole thing. And look at how this is. At the very end, we ended up losing. Like, and it came down to time. So in other words, I'm gonna say it. Rampage stole the show. Stole the
What?
show.
What do you mean? And then what? And then what? Didn't you have to dress up like
that? Recorded. He's not recording.
And then he took my bike.
Okay. All right. I'll look into that.
And then my camera and everything else.
By the way, are you guys following
any of this? No.
No, are you following Rampage's streams, by the way? Like, dude.
Am I following him? Bro, I'm starring in him.
Bro. Bro, his streams are fucking insane. First of all, he's trying to bang any hot chick that's like interviewing him and then doesn't know that it's off. Like, he thinks the stream is over. So he'll like interview the person. Then he think it's over. Then he's like, hey, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you later. Just so you know, I'm breaking your back. And then they're like, and then he's like, oh, wait, this is still on? Dude, it's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Or he's fighting with people. Like, these people are morons, like, thinking, like, do they not know he's Rampage Jacks? Do they not see the cameras around him? Like, maybe they're trying to get a payday, but Mayhem, tell me what's going on with this Rampage shit.
Bro, I have no idea. I got swept up in it, man. My girl was pissed, bro. Like, I was in a hot tub with, like, hot chicks. Bro, I was like, you know, I was just trying to get some therapy, you know what I mean? And they slipped in behind me.
Wait, what are you talking? Wait, you didn't know and you end up in a hot tub with hot chicks?
Well, I got in the hot tub and then the hot chicks got in after me. It was a whole argument. I don't even want to talk about it, to be honest. But yeah, good times, great oldies at freaking Taco Tuesday with Rampage Jackson. Jesus.
Oh my God. And Henry, how many kids you got now?
I got two kids and I got about maybe 1,000 in my socks.
Dude, Henry's daughter. Some serious chain
migration going on.
Dude, Henry's kids are so cute. Because his daughter was playing with my daughter, but his daughter like is like 3 or 4 and knows how to wrestle like really good. So like my daughter's like, oh, let's play. Like wants to play dolls or something. Next thing you know, she gets like double legged across the fucking gym. I'm like, like power bombed. I'm like, bro, this is like. He's like,
you know what's funny, Adam? Is like you don't realize that you know what I mean? You don't realize how your kid is until kids are just different. Because yeah. you know, your little girl is very, she's very cute, very always
very girly.
I mean, yeah. Very, very girly. My little girl is just, she's dude. Like a little savage, dude.
Dude, she literally like throwing her. What's the name's kid was like that too? Mackenzie Dern. Her daughter was playing my daughter. Oh, this is adorable. Next thing you know, she's in a fucking knee bar. My daughter doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She's like 4. Like, I'm like, dude, then they're like, stop it, stop it.
She's like, get this illegal off of me.
Somebody said she's driving for Uber because to make money because she has to pay her husband. Is that true? That can't be true.
Who's that, Mackenzie?
Yeah, that she has to pay child support.
Well, fuck, I believe it, bro. Living in fucking California, dude. Hell yeah, dude. It's like, you guys yeah. It's fucking, you guys are taxed like a motherfucker. So yeah.
But she also has to pay him like a certain amount of money, and he was like.
And I guarantee when they were together, I mean, she was probably eating him out too.
This is fucking ridiculous. I fucking love this. This is one of my favorite shows so far, by the way.
Hey guys, I gotta roll out, man. I have a meeting here at 1 o'clock. All right. Adam,
La Migra.
I got my parole meeting. All right, guys, you guys.
Henry, the best. I love you, man. Take care, brother.
Likewise. See you guys. Letter, Big Sessy, Don,
hey, buddy.
Jason, later, Adam.
Take care. Guys.
Try not Henry to hurt each other.
Yeah, we will.
Dude is hilarious.
Yeah, he is pretty fucking funny, man.
He's got some subtle humor that you don't catch unless you're paying real attention closely. It's really funny sometimes, man.
That's what I'm saying. He's like a joke combo guy where he's just rattling him off the whole time. Good for him.
I think people don't know how funny he is. Like, because when I taught him how to do stand-up comedy for that show we did, he had the best set. He fucking murdered it. Like, and everyone was like, oh, he killed it. Yeah, because he took it seriously. He's also really smart. Really, really
to the Olympics without like being smart enough, you know.
Oh my God. All right. So I don't know if you guys know this. Some news stories. This happened a couple weeks ago. But you know how Gary Coleman was murdered, or people think he was murdered allegedly?
Yeah, oh, don't worry. I investigated it for the Adam Carolla show. Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, so, people think that she threw him off of his trailer steps.
Yes.
Because he's a very small guy.
He pushed him on the stairs and that's how he died. So anyway, she went on a TV show where you take a lie detector test, and they asked him like,
Failed.
and failed. Like they asked, did you murder Gary Coleman? And she failed. So first of all, why would you do that? Like.
Those tests are unreliable, first of all, but like I'll say, like, if you ask me if I killed Gary Coleman, I think my butthole would pucker too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would throw the machine off. They would think that I murdered JFK if they asked me harshly enough.
You might have. So I said like Gary's somewhere rolling over in his shoebox. I gave a Gutfeld like fucking 10 of them. All right. Also, did you guys see the Major League Baseball has a female umpire starting last week? You see?
Yeah,
And she made
you
like.
ruined your whole show because if you play the clip, it was fucking ball inside low as fuck, and her first call was completely wrong.
Yeah, and I gave Greg like the game didn't start until she talked about her day. Like I had like 100 of these. But yeah, that was rough. So you guys see female British cops, they went undercover as joggers. So they wear these tight pants, these hot cops, they go jogging and then arrested catcallers. So people were like, "Whoa, look at you." Blah, and then they got arrested for that's entrapment, right?
I mean, I don't know
Yeah.
how good were these asses looking. You know what I'm saying? That's my question.
Don't they have better thing to do? Don't they have better people to arrest?
Nah, England, dog. They don't got nothing better to do.
An OnlyFans star who has two vaginas. She's got a medical condition where she has two vaginas. And she made $200,000 this year alone because people want to see both vaginas. But now she said people are showing up in pairs on like dates and stuff.
Yeah.
Sean, have you ever had a girl with two vaginas?
No, I've never even heard of that, but I did get on that. So I tried to get on that OnlyFans when I Googled that, and it just came up with the Fighter and the Kid podcast because I was looking for two pussies. So,
Don, you ever have a girl with two vaginas?
I had one or two mouths. Bitch just wouldn't shut up, man, the whole fucking night.
Yeah. It was interesting that you said she made $200,000 because I spent $100,000 trying to make one vagina on one girlfriend.
All right, a man was found guilty of practicing medicine with only a training license for luring men into his apartment to perform ultrasounds on their genitals. So yeah,
Yeah.
he got
Wait,
caught
where was this?
in Burbank.
Oh shit! I went to this guy three times.
Who's
All the
covered?
balls are gonna fall off. He needed to measure them again.
And then the owner of Trump Burger in Texas got deported from ICE. So a guy started, he's like Lebanese, and he started a Trump burger chain, like in honor of Donald Trump. And I guess his marriage was allegedly a scam, and he's not here in the cut, he's in the country illegally.
He started a restaurant in honor of Donald Trump and then got deported in honor of Donald Trump also. That guy's committed. Although this is serious, I'm not joking. I'm starting a new company, name that I'm going to operate under. It's going to be MAGA Roofing and Home Improvement, like making America's homes great again. Like I really am. I'm having guys wear red hats and shirts and everything. And I just doing it just for the irony of seeing Mexicans come up to work on your house wearing MAGA gear. I think that will be the greatest thing ever.
Also, people are now getting an anal Botox shot called Holtox. Have you heard of this?
Have I heard of it? I was the
No.
number one in line.
That's where Mayhem went after he visited that genital ultrasound doctor. He had his appointment at the.
It was prep to get the shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Inspect a few times.
So it's supposed to treat constipation and hemorrhoids. Don, would you ever get Botox on your asshole?
No, I don't get anything on my asshole or near it.
He doesn't even use toilet paper.
Don's hoping it'll remove some of the wrinkles and aging, like signs of aging of his butthole.
Yeah, Don Fry gonna be 65 with a 25-year-old asshole.
This has got to be a new segment on the show. I just find the story is Gutfeld that never made it and just tell you guys about this.
Perfect.
A doctor in Arkansas had his license revoked after prancing around his office naked and ejaculating on employees in front of three others. They were all women. So yeah, I mean, you would think they would leave, right?
I mean, look, they never in my office. He's just hanging out. You know what I mean? That's Wednesday.
He related to that fighter there.
Yeah, Bryce Mitchell.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
And MMA news, Luke Rockhold is boxing Darren Till in that, I think whatever that's called, like the Influencer League or whatever. And then they're saying that this guy named, have you heard of this guy, Salt Pappy?
Salt Bay?
No, there's another guy called Salt Pappy. He's like this Mexican dude. He's boxing Tony Ferguson.
So it's like the zombie leagues then, huh?
Yeah, and I hope if Tony loses to Salt Pappy, oh God, it's gonna be a sad day. And
Salt Pappy like a boxer or he's like a YouTuber?
A YouTuber, but I think he won a couple of his that whatever that league is called, like the you know the Degenerate League, whatever it's called. Like yeah.
Is that the one the Island Boys fight at?
No, they're in another one. They're at Aiden Ross. Look, I'm not really up to date on all these streamers. I know them sort of because I just sort of. I don't even know how, but you know, the Island Boys.
And I'm interviewing a streamer that's got millions of, I don't know who you are. And I'm like outside of the realm of growing up with that. I had shit to do when you guys were in high school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not putting it down, but I just don't know it. Like I don't be, these people are, I mean, just like, I'm sure if like Sean Hannity walked into a room full of streamers, they'd be like, who the fuck is this guy? But to other people, it's just, That's what's crazy about all of this is that you could be so famous in your own world and have other people not know who the fuck you are.
Andy Warhol said that we'll all be famous for 15 minutes. Really, he should have updated that to you'll be famous to 15 people.
For real. Like, for real, for real. So what do you got coming up, Sean?
Nothing really, just working, man. You did skip one of the news stories. I don't know if you guys knew. I've kind of ran into some trouble this week. You guys, did you ever hear about when Frank Trigg got in a fight with Bruce Buffer in the elevator?
Yes.
And, like, I guess Buffer put it on him. They said, or, like, beat him up or whatever. And so I make a lot of jokes about Buffer. And so it made me nervous, man. Like, if I ever go to another UFC event and I run into him, like, I'm kind of scared to mess with Bruce Buffer. And all of a sudden now I'm getting canceled for being homophobic just because I'm scared of Bruce Buffer. So.
This is what you have coming up?
This is a long way to go to get to the punchline, but.
It's funny, man. Like, dude, yeah, dude. It's funny because, like, dude, when I'm like writing fucking 5 hours a night for Greg for the monologue, I have to edit like jokes. And anything you do, it's all about editing. Like, it really is editing. Like, it's about taking a 4 or 5 sentence joke and how do I make it 2 sentences? Otherwise, it won't even get in. So, like, how do we shorten this word? Do we need this? Do we need that? And then it just becomes boring as fuck. But it's just that's what you got to do. Sean, you would kill yourself because this fucking the jokes that Sean sends me are like 9 pages long with the punchline at the end. But you have to, so, oh my God. But they're funny as fuck. It's definitely your style. But holy shit. Editing is, yeah, anyway. I was thinking about that. Mayhem, what do you have coming up?
Whatever.
No, what do you have?
Shows somewhere. I'm gonna, I don't know, do a YouTube.
First of all, you're killing it. You have, are you doing any more tire wrestling or?
I would hope that's coming too. I don't know. I don't know when they're going to film the next season, whatever. I'm like, bro, anything that I can, catching it, running with it. Like, that's my life right now. Staying loose and picking up jobs wherever I can pick them up.
Don, you?
I just got finished making that movie over there in Detroit. And there's rumors of Academy Awards in my future, you know. So I'm gonna have to have you or Big Sexy write my acceptance speech for me.
Oh God, it'll never end. It'll be the next. You'll be in like part 2 and 3. Well, good for you, man. Any kind of signings? I saw that you were and Gary Goodrich were together.
Yeah. Gary came out. We went shooting. And 50 caliber, 50 A&E. And we put a watermelon. I sent him into Walmart to get watermelons, no. You know. And he did a good job of that. And we shot the watermelon. And he says, I got it. I said, no, Gary, it didn't. Nothing happened. No, it went right through. No, Gary, you didn't hit it. No, I shot it and it went right through. I said, let me see the gun. I hit boom, it exploded. That's what happens when you shoot a watermelon, Gary.
Wow. So you sent Gary Goodrich to get watermelon at Walmart. How many watermelons did he pick up?
Three or four, and you know he ate three or four, two or three of them, and we only had one to shoot.
That's where I was going with it, but Don.
I knew it. I look at Sean. I look at him, and he looks down and starts laughing. And then I could see Sean telling himself 25 jokes to himself in his head.
Right.
Yeah. I could just see it. Well, I'll be at the House of Comedy in Minnesota this weekend. Then I'm in Alberta at the Comic Strip the next weekend. Then I tour Russell Peters for doing.
You know how to speak Somali?
Edmonton. What was that? Molly?
I got it, Don.
Yeah, I got it too. It's weird on this show. Sometimes, like, I don't know if you hear my joke. Sometimes I can't hear someone's joke. I don't know, man. What are we doing here, B?
Well, listen, thank you guys. Mayhem, you're the best. Don, you're the best. Sean, you're the best. Thank you, Henry Cejudo. I'll see you guys soon. Fucking love you.
You're okay.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.